From the automotive capital of the world, welcome to The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
When I come up to a stop, if I use a brake and stop, then when I let off the brake to go, it jerks.
Problems with your car, truck, motorcycle, minivan, or RV? The solution is just a phone call away. 1-800-859-0957. That's 1-800-859-0957.
I put new front rotors, and when I turn left or right with my foot on the brake, I get a pulsation of the ABS.
And remember, The Car Show is designed for everyone, whether you do your own work, take your car to the dealership, or to the independent service center of your choice.
When it's cold and I start to move, it like the transmission slips and then it catches. What's the answer for that, guys?
Your calls and more when The Car Show returns.
Coolant leaks can be tricky as the cause can be any number of problems. K-Seal is a one-step permanent multi-purpose system for coolant leak repair. We recently sat down with Mike Schlupp, managing director of K-Seal International. Mike touched on what it means to see moisture inside the windshield or wet mats on your floorboards.
Well, this is likely to be a leaking heater core. So additional indicators could include a sweet or fruity smell in or around the vehicle, a cold interior, so you're not getting any heat, and high coolant use. The heater core works in a similar way to the car's radiator, but instead of removing heat to the outside air, it transfers heat to the vehicle interior to help keep you warm. So what do you do for a leaking heater core? K-Seal multi-purpose coolant leak repair, of course. When using K-Seal for this type of repair, make sure that the heater is switched to maximum so it flows through the pipes and reaches the leak, thereby permanently sealing it.
You can find more 60-second problem solvers at kseal.com. And remember what we tell you, you don't just seal it, you K-Seal it.
The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
It is, and you can join us here at 1-800-859-0957. Dan and I are here every week at this time to answer your car care questions. Runs on gas, it runs on diesel, runs on anything. Dan knows how it works, and Dan can help you fix it. Isn't that right, Dan?
Well, sometimes. Not all the time.
I have full confidence in you, Dan. I've never handed you a problem that you haven't said, do this, and amazed me that I was like, wow, how did he know that? You know, I remember calling one time, I was like, my car's making this weird noise. I was like, yeah, it's the anti-lock braking system because you're going down that weird ramp. It's like, oh, I panicked for a week, and you went, don't worry about it. So yeah, I have full confidence in you in all things, Dan.
Yeah, that was the sharp turns in that old parking garage that caused that.
Yep, and it still does it. And I think of you every time I go down that ramp. It's like, Dan told me not to worry about this.
But well, so you should always think, don't think about me when you lose your brakes.
Dan! But I am always, and it's because of the years of expertise and the years of work you put in. It's not like you just look it up in a book. Dan knows this stuff. And Dan, like I said, any problem I get, any problem I've seen, Dan always amazes me by just being able to, oh, it's this. Don't worry about it. It's this. We got to get this fixed. It's a testament to your knowledge and your years of experience is what I'm saying.
Exactly. Dan. Well, Brian, you look at it this way. You know, a lot of people probably don't realize that we're live, number one. And number two, you know, we don't stage anything. I mean, it just what we get is what we get.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. And that's why, to me, that's all the more amazing is that people just call and say, I have this car, I have this mileage, I have this issue. And you go, okay, here's what the problem probably is. And like you, and to quote you, we may not put you in the right pew, but you're in the church to get closer.
Right. Right. Yeah. You know, and just like anything else, you know, we're doing things either on telephones or over air, you know, nothing still beats to have the vehicle in front of you for diagnosis.
Course. But that's a long show with a long line of cars.
That's true.
And by the end of the day, you're going to be very tired getting under all those hoods and crawling under all those cars. This is a little easier. You got your coffee, well, just answer a couple questions.
Well, not with you as my assistant.
But pulling you out of the cars. All right, Dan, we got to move on to the next car. You ready to take a few calls? answer a few questions?
Yes.
Let's start with John here. He's got a 2015 Chevy Silverado. How many miles on the truck, John?
About 140,000.
And what's going on with it?
I replaced the battery about 18 months ago with an AGM. And it's when I started up, it charges at about 14 amps, and then it would drop down to around 12. But lately, it's been showing 14 amps or higher consistently. And just the other day, it dropped to 12, but that was the first time I'd seen that happen in a while. I took it over to one of the parts stores, and they checked the battery and the electrical system, charging system, and they said everything's fine. But I got to, you know, if it's charging at 14 amps, I'm afraid it's going to kill my battery.
Well, not really, because a normal charging system voltage is going to be anywhere from 13.8 to 14.2, 14.3. So you're right there. You're right where you need to be. And keep in mind, you know, with batteries today, you know, we have a standard flooded acid battery. We have an enhanced flooded battery, which is sealed and has a, like we'll call it, like a fleece or a fabric coating on the plates to prevent for a lot of vibration. And then, of course, like you mentioned, the AGM battery, which is the absorbed glass mat battery. But we have to remember that the AGM battery can charge 10 times faster than a normal battery. And I would say that you really don't have a problem. What scares me a little bit is, why did it drop down to 12 volts at that one time? But I would use, just to verify things, if you have a digital volt ohmmeter, to check your charging system rates with the engine running. Do it statically first, of course, without the engine running. Check the battery voltage. It should be at least a fully charged battery is going to be at 12.75 or higher. And then start the vehicle up and monitor the charging system voltage at the terminals and see if you have that 13.8 to 14.2, 14.3, again, the normal charging rate. And I don't think you have a problem, but again, what glitched it down to 12 volts? Maybe you had the AC compressor, and I don't know if this was at idle, and maybe the ABS was engaging. A lot of things were engaging at that time, which can bring the battery voltage down, because even under a starting condition, your battery voltage can drop down, you know, to 11 or 10 and a half volts when you're starting or putting on a load. But that's short term, and that's where the alternator kicks in to follow through, keeping that battery charged.
Okay. Well, thank you.
And another thing you got to remember too, just in case, if you do that static charge, it's not a bad idea to purchase a battery maintainer, especially if the vehicle sets for a while. Now, it's not going to charge the battery, but at least you're going to know that if it's setting for 2 or 3 days, that you do have a full charge with the automatic battery charger. In fact, Optima Batteries offers a charger that would be able to take care of both your AGM battery and also if you have any power sport equipment, what we call for the lithium batteries that are used today. You need a special charger for lithium batteries.
Okay. Thank you much.
Thank you,
You're
John.
Welcome.
We appreciate the call. 1-800-859-0957. Kevin's in line. You can be too. 1-800-859-0957. Get you into us right here at The Car Show. The Car Show is brought to you in part by Hotshot Secret and their Everyday Diesel Treatment. EDT is a powerful fuel additive that boosts cetane, removes water, and adds much-needed lubricity to protect your fuel system and injectors. Better mileage, smoother performance. Protect your diesel every time you fill up with EDT. You can learn more at HotshotSecret.com. And by non-chlorinated CRC Brake Clean, featuring a powerful formula that cleans and dries faster than ever, requiring less product to remove dirt and grime from brake system components. You can learn more at CRCIndustries.com. A clear windshield is an important part of safely operating your vehicle. Peak Silicone Plus wiper blades feature a tri-layer wiping element constructed with a silicone compound to extend the life. 2 million problem-free wipes, to be exact. Peak Silicone Plus and Silicone Platinum wiper blades last 4 times longer than the industry standard, and the Easy Snap Universal Connector System fits most wiper arm styles. You can learn more at peakauto.com, and they're available at amazon.com/P, E, A, K. Don't let your vehicle fail emissions. Be proactive and use CRC G2P. CRC Guaranteed to Pass Emission System Cleaner features an advanced detergent formula that removes harmful deposits from fuel system components, including injectors, intake valves, combustion chambers, and more. It actually increases acceleration response time. Guaranteed to Pass will reduce emissions like carbon monoxide, hydrocarbons, and nitrogen oxide. It'll also clear emissions-related check engine light codes and even improve your fuel economy. Drive to CRCG2P.com for more information. I've been elbow deep in oil more times than I can count, and I'll tell you this, gunk always shows up. Since 1959, it's been the cleaner mechanics reach for when the job gets dirty. From brake cleaner to engine degreaser, parts soak, and hand wipes, gunk's got the right formula for every mess. Whether you're fixing up your ride or cleaning up the shop, grab the cleaner that's tougher than tough. Gunk. It's available at your favorite parts store, big box store, and home center store.
And now, back to The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
1-800-859-0957 gets you into us here at The Car Show. I want to remind you that The Car Show is brought to you in part by K-Seal Ultimate. With 33% more sealing power, K-Seal Ultimate will help stop the unexpected coolant leak before it stops you. K-Seal Ultimate is now available at Walmart. And remember what we always tell you, you don't just seal it, Dan, you...
We always K-Seal it.
We do. Let's get back to calls. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin's got a 2017 Ford Explorer. How many miles on your Explorer, Kevin?
154,000 miles.
And you got a problem with your heated seat?
My heated seat, it's my driver's side heated seat. The passenger side is working fine. And for some reason, it just doesn't heat up at all.
Okay. Yeah, not an uncommon problem on older vehicles with some miles. Keep in mind that the heating element for the heated seat is actually sewn into the cover of the seat. And over time, you think about it a little bit, you know, getting in and out of the vehicle multiple times over the years, what can happen is the actual wiring, or I should say the element itself, can become damaged. And of course, when that happens, you have an open circuit. And when you have an open circuit, the heated seat's not going to work. But what I would do before we condemn that all the way is I see a lot of people will store like umbrellas and certain items underneath their seat. Do a visual inspection and make sure something is not unplugged or the wiring damaged. I've seen it already where you have two different drivers in a vehicle, and there may have been an umbrella on there. And we'll say some person keeps the seat up high and close to the wheel, then somebody else will get into it and they lower it down. And when they lower it down, if there's an umbrella or another object there, it can damage the wiring because the seat bottom is closer to the floorboard. So visual inspection, then if not, most likely you'll have to have that element replaced, or actually the cover. You may find out it's going to be very costly, or in fact it may not even be available from the manufacturer anymore because of the age of the vehicle. You may have to go to an aftermarket place that installs radios and car starters and things like that, and they may be able to take care of that with a aftermarket element for the heated seat.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Great advice, and I will look into that more. Sounds like maybe I just will be a little bit chillier this winter.
Well, at least your backside.
That's right. Thank you very much, guys. You guys are fantastic.
Thank you, Kevin. We appreciate the call. 1-800-859-0957. Let's go to Doug. Doug's got a 2009 Jeep Commander. How many miles on the Jeep, Doug?
About 240,000 miles. This vehicle, I've actually called into the show a couple of times and given me some great advice. And now what happened yesterday after work, I was driving around to five locations. Everything's fine. Then the sixth location, I put the key in, and I go to turn it, and nothing. And then I pull it back. There's not even a, like a it's trying to turn over. Then I put it in again. Everything lights up, and then I try to give it a jump. And then what comes up to say it says damage key. And now this key, you got to love this technology. The key is square, and where you put it in the ignition, also square. So this is kind of new to me coming over from another product and having this product with this square key. Okay, and so I'm just wondering if I have to go to the dealership and get them to reprogram a key, or is there a battery in this key that's causing this to tell, for the car to tell me wrong key or, you know, bad key or something like that?
Right, right. Well, keep in mind that the battery that's in that keyless entry remote is only used to open and lock the doors remotely. You still have a chip that is inside that key that will allow you to start it, even if the remote doesn't work. If you have that message displayed, most likely it's not a programming feature and the key's not damaged. But what you have is you have a receiver and a transmitter. And in this case, it's called a WIN module, W-I-N module, that most likely has failed. Over time, because of the electrical, we'll call it an electrical load, even though there's not much load there, that most likely this WIN module has failed. And of course, that is something that you need to take to a shop that has the equipment when they install the new WIN module to program it, or it has to go back to the dealer. It's something that you can't do yourself unless you have the proper equipment. But again, not an uncommon problem over time with vehicles that are aged with a lot of miles. They do fail.
So what you're saying is, so it's possibly not the key, it's the WIN module inside, correct, like the dashboard or wherever it is.
Yes, yeah, the WIN module, in your case, that is actually part of the security system, and that's what's giving you the starter interlock. That's why you cannot crank it, because this module doesn't recognize that the key is in the ignition. But, you know, and the other issue, it also could be, like you said, you stated you had a square opening that you turn and put the key in. It even could be a problem with the actual ignition switch, but you would need the proper equipment to search for trouble codes that will, again, lead them in the right direction of repair, whether it's going to be the WIN module itself not operating, or, again, the ignition lock itself. But in many cases, 9 out of 10 times, it is always the WIN module that has failed, the electronics part.
Would you mind giving me your professional opinion, and what do you think the cost might be on something like that?
Well, at the time, it's been years. I would say it could cost you, if it has to go back to the dealer and if you cannot find a local shop to do it, it can be as much as probably $500. It's all dependent on the cost of the module. Like I stated, the last time I did something like that in a replacement on any of the Chrysler vehicles, it's been 5 or 6 years. And of course, over time, prices do go up. So I do remember for a fact, it could be a $500 repair bill.
Gotcha. Yeah, yesterday when this happened, my son took the key apart, you know, and I think it looked like he was rubbing on a rabbit's foot with this key apart, and then put it back together and put it in there and it started. So I'm not really sure what's going on with it. So
especially if it comes up, you have a damaged key. Now, do you have a spare key?
We don't. Yeah, this is an older car that I've been driving for the last couple months, and had called the show a couple of times and given me some great advice. And now here's the next thing is the key, right? So it's just, how much more are we going to take with it? And, you know, we may be moving on if, you know, with so many miles on it, it's hard to put, you know, you put $100 into it, okay. But if it's $600, you know, I'm kind of freaking out about it, you know.
Well, so. Just keep in mind, too, that if it started now, you may have the same problem down the road. And again, it's you have a receiver and a transmitter. And if any one of these two features fail with that wind module, and it's very seldom do I see a key that fails. It's normally that module.
Ah, gotcha. All right. Well, I sure appreciate it. I'm going to Google it some more and give some phone calls. I thank you so much for your valuable advice.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Doug. We appreciate the call. 1-800-859-0957. Is that something a lot of shops would fix, Dan, or is that something I'm going to need to call and ask?
No. A lot of shops should be able to do that to do the programming.
Okay, so it's not an unusual thing. It's just something.
No, it's not.
Cool. Well, 1-800-859-0957 gets you into us. 1-800-859-0957. Ron, Matt, George, Dave, you're all there. You get in line, too, right behind them. The Car Show is brought to you in part by Peak Silicone Plus and Silicone Platinum Premium Wiper Blades, engineered to last four times longer and deliver complete visibility in any weather driving condition. You can find out more at peakauto.com. And by K-Seal Ultimate. With 33% more sealing power, K-Seal Ultimate will help stop the unexpected cooling system leak before it stops you. K-Seal Ultimate is now available at Walmart. And remember what we always tell you, you don't just seal it, you K-Seal it. I've been elbow deep in oil more times than I can count, and I'll tell you this, gunk always shows up. Since 1959, it's been the cleaner mechanics reach for when the job gets dirty. From brake cleaner to engine degreaser, parts soak, and hand wipes, gunk's got the right formula for every mess. Whether you're fixing up your ride or cleaning up the shop, grab the cleaner that's tougher than tough, gunk. It's available at your favorite parts store, big box store, and home center store.
Car Show continues with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
It does. 1-800-859-0957 gets you into us here. Just like Ron. Ron's got a 2010 Ford Edge. How many miles on the Edge, Ron?
It's about 127,000.
And what's going on? You got a transmission that's slipping?
Yeah, so this vehicle sits for a week or two at a time. It's up at our cottage. When I drive it, when I get up there, I drive it as much as I can possibly drive it. You know, I kind of use that as the primary vehicle when I get up there just to keep the car running and so on. But anyways, I backed out of the driveway and I went to take off, and the vehicle didn't take off right away. When I put it into drive, it didn't take off right away. Never happened before. And then it just kind of like slid into gear and took off. And then it shifted fine. Everything was great. Went to the store, came back, or got in at the store, and the same thing happened again. Is this just like a trans tune-up maybe issue, or maybe dirt and filters or something like that? I've never had any transmission maintenance done to it.
Okay, well, that was going to be my next question. So here's where I would start off on this. Keep in mind that the oil really never goes bad, but the additive package will, that's in the oil, in the transmission fluid. So where I would start off on this, your vehicle has a drain plug on that transmission. So if you're handy, you could probably do this yourself. It'd be just like changing oil on the engine bring it up to operating temperature, drive it a little bit, get it warm, and you'll have an 11 millimeter plug directly below the transmission. And you want to pull that plug and drain it into a container, let it set for about a half hour, put the plug back in, and of course, you're going to measure what you took out. It may be 5 to 6 quarts that you're going to end up extracting out of it. You have a fill port next to the air cleaner assembly. You may have to remove that assembly out of the way to access it. And it does have a level stick there. Pour in the new fluid. And then at the same time, wherever you buy your fluid, you want to go and also purchase from Hot Shot Secret an item called Shift Restore. And what it is, it's an automatic transmission protectant and cleaner. I would do this, and it's not going to be instant. You may have to give it a couple hundred miles of driving, but you'll see that that should take care of it. Because keep in mind that you said it was up at the cottage and whatever, and yep. if the temperature has dropped, we'll say the temperature was in the 40s or whatever it may be, and the yep. vehicle has sat for a while, because of the fluid degrading and wearing down over time, it doesn't have the supplements in there to keep the seals in the transmission softened. In other words, they're hardened from heat. So by using the additive, the supplement, along with changing the transmission oil, that should resolve the problem, because of the fact that the reason why it's not going anywhere is because it has to build up pressure and have a little heat in the transmission to soften the seals, and then it'll drive fine. But this is something you want to do sooner than later, and pretty positive in this case that it will resolve that problem. But again, you're going to have to put a few hundred miles on it for this to work. Okay. And you're going to find out that you just caught it in time. But again, it's so critical that, you know, your transmission oil should be changed. You should have changed it three times already on that vehicle in its lifetime.
Yeah, well, it may have been done because I bought it off my mother-in-law. She had all the maintenance and stuff like that done on the vehicle.
Sure.
And I probably could go back through the receipts, and it potentially could have had some work done on it. But I have not personally, and I've only put probably about maybe 15,000 miles on the car. So,
right. Well, it's due again. So, this will work. And again, make sure you use the Shift Restore supplement from Hotshot Secret. And you should be able to get that at any automotive parts store.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ron. We appreciate the call. 1-800-859-0957. Let's go to Matt. Matt's got a 2013 Dodge Grand Caravan. How many miles on the van, Matt?
175,000. It's 2014.
Oh, 14. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Numbers are hard, man. Give me a break.
That's right.
What's going on with the van?
Okay, I've got three icons on the dashboard. One is traction, it says. The other is ABS, so I'm, you know, assuming that's brake related. And then there's one for the tires. Now, I don't know if it's that sensitive. I'm about to go in for my oil change, and I know that they check the inflation on the tires at a time. So if it's something that might be correctable a bit, but I was wondering if there's anything else that one might be.
Well, the tire pressure monitor is not related to the ABS or the traction control. And again, you know, with the change in temperatures and so forth, 25% of recommended pressures can set that light off. So most likely you do need air in the tires. The most common problem for the ABS and traction control lights to be illuminated is a wheel speed sensor. Sadly enough, you have four, and you have to determine whether it's one of the front two or one of the rear two, and that sensor itself should take care of that problem. Now, if you, when you have your oil change and your vehicle serviced, if they have the capabilities, they may be able to scan that system for you and let you know what wheel speed sensor has failed.
Oh, okay. That'll be helpful. So, traction one, what would that be?
Well, the traction control and ABS work hand in hand. What happens with a wheel speed sensor is the computer will take over, and it's looking at the wheel speed. And what happens if it shows one wheel that's spinning faster, the ABS takes over on that side and applies just the brakes to that wheel to slow it down. So again, both ABS and traction control lamps in that system work hand in hand with the wheel speed sensors.
Okay, so you would
you fix one thing and both lights will be off.
Okay. All right. I thank you very much for your help.
Thank you, Matt. We appreciate the call. 1-800-859-0957. Now, is those wheel speed sensors, is it something I have to replace both of them, both front and both back, or just one?
Just the one that failed. Okay. Keep in mind that a wheel speed sensor is nothing more than a magnet and it produces produces a AC voltage, and over time the magnet can lose its magnetism, and you know, believe it or not, though, too, what I've been finding more and more because of the you know, we're not really having a bunch of cold weather in the Northeast, is I find a lot of rodent damage where rodents actually chewed on the wires. So, and not uncommon. I see a lot of that more and more again because of the, you know, we don't have the cold enough winters, I guess, for hibernation.
No, and people aren't buying the NHOU's mouse out.
that's true too. Well, that would be a difficult one to do. You'd have to, you know, crawl up underneath your car and spray that. So, but
that's a job I would ask you to do, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Hey, while you're under there, Dan, here's the mouse out. Okay. Well, I just wondered if it was something you should replace as pairs or just one that went back.
No, just the sensor that has failed.
1-800-859-0957. Let's go to George. Oh, George has got a 2012 Honda Odyssey. How many miles on the car, George?
184,000.
And you got a problem with your battery running down.
Well, I found out I traced it down by using a voltmeter, and the one of the fuses, if I pull the 40-amp fuse in the middle of the fuse box under the dash, it won't run down. But if I leave that in there, it'll run down over a three-day period. So I'm guessing there's something in the car of one of those circuits that's drawing current when it's shut off. Is there any way to trash that down beyond where I'm at? It's probably got three or four things on, I'm guessing.
Right. Well, keep in mind that 40-amp fuse may control, you know, three or four other fuses. So the only way you're going to find this is basically not, you know, with an amp meter, not so much with a voltmeter. And you're going to have to look for that parasitic drain. What I've seen on a lot of the older Hondas and Odysseys, that the module that controls the rear window defogger, the rear window defogger module will fail, and that will put a load on it and run the battery down. But it could be many different things. Like if you have inoperative sliding doors on your Odyssey, sometimes the power door lock motors and the actuators themselves could be half on and half off. I mean, there's so many different circuits that could be affected because of an older vehicle. But the only way you're going to do this is get in your owner's manual, look at the fuse location, find out what other circuits are on that 40 amp fuse, and then do an amperage draw, and that'll make a determination what sub circuit is affected.
I do have lights on the side door, so there is a side door problem.
Right. So it could be in that door itself then.
Thank you.
Thank you, George. We appreciate the call. 1-800-859-0957. Get you into us here at The Car Show. This week's Talking Batteries is brought to you by the newly redesigned AutoBatteries.com, powered by Clarios, of course. When you're choosing a battery for your vehicle, it's important to find the right battery for you. You can check your owner's manual or ask your technician about the OE specs for your car, or you can head over to the newly redesigned AutoBatteries.com. It'll tell you which battery fits your ride, from your power needs to what performance features your car has. AutoBatteries.com can help you decide what type of battery is best for your vehicle, standard or AGM. It'll show you the best cold cranking amps for your car and show you the best battery for every ride, tool, or toy that you own. We always recommend a solid warranty with free replacement coverage when you buy your battery. That can make all the difference. You can find out for yourself by heading over to the newly redesigned AutoBatteries.com. It's easy to use. It can answer all your battery questions, from replacing to jump starting to installing. It's all right there at AutoBatteries.com.
Back to The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
1-800-859-0957. Get you into us. Just like Dave. Dave's got a 2015 Lincoln MKZ. How many miles on the car, Dave?
It has 128,000 on it.
And you got some fluid leaking out of it?
Yeah, it's my wife's car, and she got back from the doctor's office the other day. and it was, I went out in the garage later, and there's green fluid leaking from the left rear wheel. It looks like antifreeze, but I smelled it. It didn't smell like antifreeze.
Okay. Green normally would be for leak detection. We'll say if you had a problem. Is this an all-wheel drive vehicle?
Yes, it is.
Okay. We'll say, for example, that at one time somebody was trying to chase down a leak and they couldn't find it. They'll use a leak detection die that they would put in. And then, of course, you would drive the vehicle. And then over time, you would come back and they would use an ultraviolet light and they would look to see if it was leaking at the differential seal or an axle seal. That's normally one of the indications they'll use. But normally, would you say this green is more of a yellowish green or just a straight green?
It's kind of fluorescent green.
Yeah. Well, the other issue could be, too, is it could have puddled from the front. Someone could have used some of that leak detection material if you had a cooling system leak. And when she got into the garage, it could have been maybe on the frame or maybe on one of the engine splash shields and just rocked enough where this fluid ended up on the ground. So I would look both places. You've seen it in the back. Make sure you don't see it in the front. But again, that fluorescent yellowish green is a leak detection dye that someone could have installed either in the cooling system or in the power steering. Or even the engine oil in the crankcase. This is where this leak detection dye is used.
Yeah, okay. Could I ask one more question?
Sure.
I noticed her remote start doesn't work all of a sudden. It's a factory remote start. You lock the doors and then push the button twice to start it.
Sure.
It just all of a sudden stopped working.
Okay, question for you. Do you have any lights illuminated on the instrument panel, like a check engine light?
No.
Okay, because normally any vehicle that if it has an emissions problem or a check engine light on, the remote start won't work. And it has, in this case, it has nothing to do with the battery in the remote. So there could be something like a door ajar switch causing it. You also have a switch located underneath the hood. You also have a switch located in the trunk, and it's all safety things that will prevent the remote starter from working. So being that it is a Lincoln, you may have to take it into a shop because of the electronics that's on it, and they would do a whole system scan and give you an idea if there's any problems with any of the electrical system, any of the subsystems within the vehicle, in order to make the determination of why that remote start is not working.
Oh, okay.
It's simple but hard.
Well, I have a recall notice, so I already made an appointment for the car to get looked at.
Sure.
So I'll have them look at that also.
Okay, great.
Thank you for the call, Dave. We appreciate it. 1-800-859-0957. Let's go to Henry. Henry's got a 2008 Ford F-150. How many miles on the truck, Henry?
193,000.
And what's going on with it?
Well, like one of your previous callers said that when I drive down the street and I get to a stoplight, it will not take off. And it like winds up and then it'll take off. Other than that, it drives fine. I listened to everything you've said, you told him, and, you know, changing the oil from underneath. But my problem is this thing is so rusty underneath, I had to have my spare tire cut off with a torch, and I'm afraid to loosen that nut or snap it off, and then the pan's going to be no good, correct?
Yeah, you may not have a problem there because the pans and even the transmission, you know, a lot of that is a die-cast aluminum material. So I could see that happening in the rear, but for your drain plugs, whether it's on the transmission oil pan or even on the engine oil pan, you shouldn't have a problem whatsoever.
Okay, then I have one other question for you. When I drive the truck for maybe an hour or two and it heats up, the motor starts rattling, it wants to stall, and it sounds like a diesel, and then it actually does stall out, and it's coming from the noise comes from the passenger side of the vehicle.
Okay. Again, how long have you owned the truck, number one?
Probably a year. I'm afraid to engage the transfer case even because I don't want to blow anything up. So
right. Okay. Normally what you're hearing is the lifters and the timing chain tensioners that will rattle, especially when you drive it that way. So it could be a good possibility that whoever owned the truck before you did not change oil frequently enough. So what you could do that maybe help it out and do this on a fresh oil change is you can go to your favorite automotive parts store and you can purchase an additive, a supplement that you can, that would actually help clean the lifters and also get rid of stiction and other things like that. We'll call it a tune-up in a can, but not really. And it's not instant. It takes a little bit of time because, again, the rattling that you're speaking of is normally because of the fact of lack of oil changes. So what you can use is you can use it's called a friction reducer and a wear reducer that you can buy from Hotshot Secret. And again, it's a very good product. It will clean and help clean lifters and any other ports that get plugged up over time, because when the oil is not changed, this burnt oil is actually plugging up specific areas. So hopefully that will help you out, especially since you said it's after a long drive. But you want to address this.
Yes, but what is the additive I'm supposed to put in there? What's the name of it?
Okay, well, the name of the company is Hot Shots Secret. And what you're going to do is you're going to take and purchase, it's called a stiction eliminator. And it could be used both on gasoline and also diesel engines. What it is, it's a powerful cleaner and a lubricator. And it will actually help and restore and try to get it back and get rid of any of that stiction, which stiction is burnt oil. And that burnt oil could be plugging up the specific areas within the timing chain tensioners and lifters and that. And again, it's a cleaner that will help that. But again, fresh oil change. And you want to do it sooner than later, too, because you do not have the maintenance history on how often that oil was changed in that engine on that truck.
Yeah, because I did go to O'Reilly's and I got an additive to try to take care of this problem, and it didn't work. It didn't work.
Right.
So,
first of all, you can buy good, better, and best, but if you with that.
That's the best thing to add, because I only spent a couple thousand, but $2,000 turned into to upper exhaust manifolds, and now it's $5,000. So I want to keep
Do that, and when you use the supplement and additive, again, made by Hotshot Secret, it's a stiction eliminator, and do it on a fresh oil change.
Okay, well, thank you very much, gentlemen. You have a great day.
Thank you, Henry. You do, too. Well, Dan, we got another one in the books. You feel good about it? You happy?
Wow. Yeah.
I know the hour goes pretty quick, doesn't it?
Sure it does. Let's do another.
I would do it, but then the boss would come in here and start yelling at me where other shows follow it. What are you doing? And we're just doing what we like to do. Sorry, buddy.
Just ask Cindy if it's okay.
Ah, yes, and then we can blame her when they say it's not. Cindy said we could. Yeah. Well, let's do it again next week. What do you say?
Okay,
try. 1-800-859-0957. Next week, same time, same station. We're right here. Until then, have a safe driving week ahead. Coolant leaks can be tricky, as the cause can be any number of problems. K-Seal is a one-step permanent multi-purpose system for coolant leak repair. We recently sat down with Mike Schlupp, Managing Director of K-Seal International. Mike touched on what it means to see moisture inside the windshield or wet mats on your floorboards.
Well, this is likely to be a leaking heater core. So additional indicators could include a sweet or fruity smell in or around the vehicle, a cold interior, so you're not getting any heat, and high coolant use. The heater core works in a similar way to the car's radiator, but instead of removing heat to the outside air, it transfers heat to the vehicle interior to help keep you warm. So what do you do for a leaking heater core? K-Seal multi-purpose coolant leak repair, of course. When using K-Seal for this type of repair, make sure that the heater is switched to maximum so it flows through the pipes and reaches the leak, thereby permanently sealing it.
You can find more 60-second problem solvers at kseal.com. And remember what we tell you, you don't just seal it, you K-Seal it.